USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump honoring those who gave their lives in service to the country on this Memorial Day. The president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The president also participating in another Memorial Day event at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore.
We remember the young Americans who never got the chance to grow old, but whose legacy will outlive us all. In every generation, these intrepid souls kissed goodbye to their families and loved ones. They took flight in planes, set sail in ships, and marched into battle with our flag, fighting for our country, defending our people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden marking his Memorial Day by laying a wreath at a veterans park near his Delaware home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
On this Memorial Day, there's still that ongoing debate regarding how to slowly and safely reopen our country. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling Fox Business the Trump administration and governors across the country are doing a great job in getting things reopened.
Thanks to President Trump's and our governor's historic response to this, we have to and we can get back to work, to school, to community, to engagement, because it's not an issue of health versus our economy. It's actually an issue of health versus health. By being locked up in our homes, there are very real health consequences. We have hundreds of thousands of fewer cancer screenings and treatments going on. We have less preventive services. Those are real, discernible, immediate health consequences that have to be considered just as much as the spread of this disease has to be considered.
The stock markets are closed today in observance of Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new study by the Nuclear Threat Initiative and Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security found that the United States was the best prepared nation to deal with a pandemic. The study appears to contradict claims by Democrats that the Trump administration had the country ill-prepared for the coronavirus pandemic. A charity sports event called The Match is in the books after raising over $20 million for COVID-19 relief. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
Rain had threatened to dampen what was billed as the Match Champions for Charity at Medalist Golf Club in Florida Sunday, but the rain did hold off, and golf star Phil Mickelson and NFL quarterback Tom Brady were pitted against golf legend Tiger Woods and retired NFL QB Peyton Manning. In the end, it was a putt by Tiger Woods that secured the victory for the retired QB and the leader in PGA Tour wins. Manning telling reporters later,
knowing that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times, it was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish.
Manning said Mickelson even said he was nervous about the whole thing, but that raising the money was what made it worthwhile for him. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.